Chris began to cry, moved by anger and shame. Branded. She had been branded by this bastard, as if she were an animal. When the police had cleared out, Danny made them a cup of tea, and they sat in the study together. Suddenly, Chris began to cry again. She wept as she had not done since she was a child, and she couldn't seem to stop. Danny took her in his arms and stroked her hair. "You go right ahead, baby," he said. "Get it all out." Finally, when she was able to get control of herself, she looked up at her friend. "Danny," she said, "I want you to do something for me." "Sure, sweets, anything," Danny said. "I want you to buy me a gun." When the phone rang, Chris forced herself to answer it. Admirer had been calling daily, and she was sick of him, but she wouldn't hide from him. It was Sunday. "Hello? It's John. How are you?" She breathed a sigh of relief. "Annoyed," she said. "He's been calling every day, and I've talked to him the way you suggested." "Why, have you learned any more about him?" "No, and it's maddening. He knows everything about me." "So what are you doing on a Sunday? I thought you might like to get out of the house this afternoon." "I'd love to, and I'm sure Danny would like an afternoon off. He's been stuck here with me all this time." "Can I pick you up in about an hour?" "All right, but I get to choose what we do." "Okay by me." "Promise? No arguments?" "Okay, I promise."